is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Gotham, now available on iTunes and AudioBoom.com. And this episode, I'm finally catching up. Well, I've already watched everything, all right? It's just having a three-year-old and then having a two-month-old and a couple of days-old baby. It's insane here at the house. So it's hard to take care of these recaps and let you know my feelings and hear your feelings out there. And so everybody's out of the house. And so I figured I'm going to knock out these episodes and get them done with. And because, man, this so far this season is insane. But let's get on to this. Okay, so I'm catching up on Gotham, A Day in the Narrows, that aired on November 2nd, episode 7 of season 4. In my notes, I have here, Gotham started off good, but the news cut off because the Astros arrive in Houston. Yeah, that's when we won the World Series! We won the World Series, and Houston and Astros arrived, and it was hilarious because I was watching, I was like, oh yeah, and then all of a sudden, cut off. They're like, the Houston Astros have just arrived in Houston, and they're, I was like, why are you messing with my Gotham? I already know they won, I already celebrated. So I don't know what happened, it's probably like, it started off maybe about a minute and a half, and then it came back, so I was a little bothered by that. In my notes here, I've highlighted Headhunter. I was a big fan of Headhunter. I don't know about you guys, but I really was. Penguin and Headhunter, cool. And Headhunter was hilarious. I think that him and Jim made a good team because Jim was saying his stuff. It was just, you could just tell Jim was annoyed by the whole situation. But losing Headhunter, I was a little upset because I really wanted to see more of him. But maybe he's not dead. Maybe he's just kind of like in the hospital. I don't know, but I was a fan of Headhunter. Barbara, Tabitha, and Selena. I really like these three together. This is some serious girl power. And I'm seeing on the DVR and the TVR, they're calling them the Sirens. Is that what they are? Because I don't read the comics. I don't know any of that stuff. But it's just like the Sirens get together. And I'm like, that's got to be them. I love these three together. It's sexy. It's hot. It's badass, it's girl power, it's whoop ass, it's just everything. Like, it's just these three together, just whoop ass. And I know some of y'all are like, did you just say sexy and Selena's like 14? Okay, I'm not talking, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody that's been listening to my recap shows knows I'm a fan of Selena. Yay. But I love Barbara and Tabitha. Yes, I do. Let's see here. So that whole scene there where, you know, Selena's trying to prove herself and goes over there because Barbara's not going to help out. And then all of a sudden you hear Barbara show up because Tabitha comes to rescue Selena. And then Barbara just whoops ass. And then, of course, she tells everybody, I'm not dissolving the team. We're going to kick ass. So that was great because that meant we were going to see some more of these girls together whooping ass. Bruce. Now, we already know what's happened. If you haven't watched up to the season, the mid-season finale, fall finale, whatever you want to call it, if you haven't, yeah, you might want to, this is some spoilers, but if you have, man, what a little douchebag Bruce is being right now. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is when he started becoming a little douchebag. And I like Bruce. I always have, but, and I get it. He killed Ra's al Ghul and then something's in him. I don't want either way, I do like the fact that he was a little douche to that little guy, winds up buying the whole club, which I can't remember. How old is Bruce and these guys? Because they're just like throwing down like it's The Hangover, and are they 21 already in this episode? I don't know. Let's see here. Professor Pig. I do have to say I'm a fan of Professor Pig. I like this guy. Kind of reminds me of Jigsaw. I'm a fan of Professor Pig. Let's see what else. The whole ending of this, the whole trap thing, and Professor Pig warns Jim, and then they all go in there, and Bullock just, Bullock. Ugh! I'm a huge fan of Bullock and a huge fan of Jim. These two, we already know what happens, but still, you can just feel it all coming down on Bullock. But yeah, this episode was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. And, but yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, what else do I have here? You can feel the tension with Bullock and Jim. Oh, man. That hurts my heart. That's it, people. You can just You could tell I was excited. This is another great episode of Gotham. Gotham just gets better and better and better and better and better and better and better. And no complaints here so far. And we've already made it to season four. So that's it, people. If you want to check out more of my recaps, reviews, rants, raves, reactions, you can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. That is where everything is at. Okay, on the top, you'll see a little podcast tab. You can click there and you can find all the podcasts that I do. Although I'm making some changes because these two kids that I have here, I don't know if I'm going to be able to record all these shows that I'm doing. I might have to start writing some and then recording some. So we'll see if Gotham makes the cut. But yeah, my Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff is on there. And I think that's it, right? So have a great weekend. And I'm going to come back and talk more of Gotham.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.